Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Tov Chof Vav. We are up to Sif Beis. We're on the last line of page Resh Pei Vav. We're about to turn to page 572. We're continuing with the halachos of Kiddush Levana. So the Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Ein mevorechen al hayareach ela b'motzoi Shabbos kashum mevusum u'begodav no'im. We do not say Kiddush Levana except on Motzei Shabbos, when a person is mevusim, he's spiced up, and his clothes are nice. The Ramah says, "V'dafka imlel Motzei Shabbos u'kodem yud b'chodesh." That's only true if Motzei Shabbos is going to be before the 10th of the month. Oz mamtinen ad Motzei Shabbos. Then we will wait till Motzei Shabbos. Aval imhu achar kach. But if Motzei Shabbos is going to be later than that, Ein mamtinen ad Motzei Shabbos. We will not wait till Motzei Shabbos to say Kiddush Levana. Shema yiyu shnei leilos o shlosha o arba'a anonim. Because we're concerned maybe two or three or four nights will be cloudy. Velo yiru ha-levana. And we will not be able to see the levana v'yavar hazman. And we're going to miss out the chance to say Kiddush Levana. Then the Ramah says, Ukeshemikachin osa b'chol yeshililbosh bigodim no'im. So when it comes up that you're saying Kiddush Levana during the week, you should be wearing nice clothes. Then the Ramah says, Ein mekachin halavana kodem Tisha B'av, velo kodem Yom HaKippurim. And we do not say Kiddush Levana not before Tisha B'av and not before Yom Kippur. And that's where we're going to stop on top for tonight. And let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Dalad. We said we are not mevarach on the Yareach except on Motzei Shabbos. L'mitzvah min ha-muvcharhu. This is just the best way to do the mitzvah. Uki de Messiah b'hago, like the Ramah ends off and says, V'kosta b'sefer magid meisharim. And writes the sefer magid meisharim, Simen ze yeh b'yotcha. This sign should be in your hands. B'chodesh shetavarchu birchas ha-levona b'motzei Shabbos timtzu atzlocha. On a month that you say Kiddush Levana on Motzei Shabbos, you will find success. You will find Hatzlacha. Ukeshetiskase v'tisalim. But if the moon is covered and hidden v'lo yuchlu levarich and you're unable to say Kiddush Levana, so also hachodesh lo yeh mutzlach, and you're not able to say it, sounds like on Motzei Shabbos, so then that year, that month will not be matzliach chas v'shalom. That is from the Sefer Magid Meisharim. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan, hey, Ela b'motzei Shabbos, we only say it on Motzei Shabbos, l'mitzvah n'muchar, v'hu adin b'motzei Yom Tov, the same thing is true, and the same svar applies on Motzei Yom Tov, we'll also say it. Note number 15 points out from the Prima Gadim, that when we say Motzei Yom Tov, it's not talking about Pesach, it's not talking about Sukkot, because it's too late in the month, it's talking about Shavuos, and also, as we'll see, about Yom Kippur as well. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaiters of Katan Vav, avol imhu achar kach, but if it is afterwards, meaning if Motzei Shabbos is going to be too late in the month, in terms of the dates of the month, so then you don't wait. Rotzalomar, Shalel Motzei Shabbos Hulel Yud Aleph. If Motzei Shabbos is going to be the night of the 11th, so then Ein Lahamtin, you should not wait for Motzei Shabbos. Deshema Tiskase Ba'ovim Oz, because maybe it will be cloudy then. V'gam Ba'arba Leilo She'achar Kach, and also for the four nights afterwards. Ulufi mashikasa b'siv gimel b'hago, and according to what we're going to see in Siv Gimel in the Ramah, tzorech lachshov im yisharu od chamisha leilos archatzi choftes yom yud beishos tofshin tzadi gimel chaloka mimolad. So we'll see later, from the molad to another molad, one complete month really is 29 days, 12 hours, and 793 out of 1,080 chalokim. So really, you have half of that time to say Kiddush Levana. So you have to make the cheshbon if you can have 5 days up until that point, which is the halfway mark of the 29 and a half days, then you'll wait till Motzei Shabbos. And if not, you will not wait till Motzei Shabbos. We'll see more about that cheshbon in Sif Gimel Be'ez Hashem. Sif Katan Zayin, Bigodim Noim. We said in the Mechaber that if you are... The Ramah, rather, said that if you're doing it during the week, then you should make sure to put on nice clothing. And the Shabura says, V'achshav einu hogen l'dakti pazeh. Nowadays, we are not knowing to be careful about this, and when we say it during the week, we don't bedafka go and change and put on nicer clothing. So there are three bir halachas that I will like to read, but first let's finish the last two Mishaburas. Kodem Tisha B'av. So the Ramah said we do not say Kiddush Levana before Tisha B'av or before Yom Kippur. Why not before Tisha B'av? Dishuyin Ba'avelus. Because we are in a state of Avelos, it's in 9 days, and therefore you don't say it before Tisha B'Av. You also don't say it before Yom Kippur, Sivkot and Tes. Because before Yom Kippur also, we're scared of the coming judgment, and therefore we're not besimcha, and we'll see the Bir Alocha shortly. So that's why we don't say it before Tisha B'Av, before Yom Kippur, because both days we are not in the proper frame of mind, we are not besimcha. Now I'd like to read three Bir Halachas, but let's first look at note number 16. On that which the Mishabura just told us, that we don't say before Tisha B'Av because we're not Shruyim B'Simcha, we're Shruyim B'Avelus. Uledas HaGra, according to the Gra that we'll see more of, and it's brought from the Maaser Rav, Av Koden Tisha B'Av Yesh L'Kadesh as a Levana, even before Tisha B'Av you should say Kiddush Levana. Shemitzvah HaBol Yot Chal Tach Mitzena, when the mitzvah comes to your hands, you shouldn't let it get spoiled. Ukedas Hagra Nogu, and like that Gra, the following big tzaddikim were Nohei the Chazanish, the Stipler, and Agon Hashem was Amon Erbach. If you look at the next paragraph, he writes, V'hanohogim l'kadesh es alvana koden tishu av kedas Hagra, those who taka follow the Gra, and they say kedas Hagra before tishu av is during the 9 days, V'rotzim loshir besofo tovim ma'oros kanohug, and they want to sing like the minhag tovim oros after Kiddush Levana. So writes the Shalosh and Shuvas, Yaskil Avdi Sheicholim Loshir, they are allowed to sing. V'chein Kosav Agon Ruchayim Kedyaski, Shaminog Lohokil Bazer. Ruchayim Kedyaski also writes, the minhag is to make up to sing tovim oros after Kiddush Levana during the 9 days. Me'idach, on the other hand, Asagon Hashom Zaman Erbach, She'ein Loshir Oz, he says, if you're saying it then, like the minhag Agra, you should not be singing Tovim Be'oros afterwards, since it is the 9 days. Let's see the Bir Halacha, we're on page 572. Let's read Divra Maskel Ella. This is going on the beginning of the Mechaber that says you do not say Kiddush Levana except on Motzei Shabbos. V'day, you should know. Dimidina Mutter L'Kadesh Afilu B'Yechidi. That says the Chavetz Chaim, the Ikar Adin, you are allowed to say Kiddush Levana by yourself. Kimo Shekasa HaPrichadosh, that the Prichadosh writes, the Kol Shekain the Loboy Asara, certainly you don't need a minion. Elo de Lachatchilo Mitzvah La'asosa Berov Om. But Lachatchilo is a mitzvah to do with a lot of people. Ki Berov Om Hadras Melech, because the more people there are, the more covet there is to the Melech. Ulahachia, and therefore, Im Yodea She is Damino Levarech Ba'asara, La'achar Ezi Yomim, if you know in a few days you're going to be able to say it with 10 people, Ad Lel Asiri, up until the 10th day, before the 10th day, or up to and including the 10th day, you'll be able to say it with a minyan, Tzorech Lahamtin, then you have to wait for a minyan. The same way you'll wait till Motzei Shabbos, till that point, you'll also wait for a minyan till that point, V'yoser Lo. But anymore, you will not wait, U'kumosha Kasa Bahagol, L'inyan Motzei Shabbos, just like the Ramah says, that you should wait until the 10th, till to be able to chap Motzei Shabbos with a Zemaila. So here also, if you're able to chap a minyan, so you should wait for that until the 10th. Ken kosa b'sefer eish lavrum. Ulefi masho chiyach ha-chayodim b'chlal samuches de b'shlosha nami nikur grovam. And according to what the chayodim proves that three is also called Rovam, ain't Sarach Bishvil Asara Lahamtin Adlel Yud. You would not have to wait for a minyan of 10 people until the 10th of the month. Certainly in the winter, when it tends to get very cloudy, he says not to wait for 10, as long as you'll have three. That's also called Birovam. Now, if you look at note number 18, he points out from this Bir Halacha that we said you'll wait till the 10th of the month and no longer to get a minyan. Umavur shemailas berov am adifa almailas zrizim akdim lemitzos. To do the mitzvah earlier, there's a concept of zrizus. To do it later, you're going to chap the maila of more people as berov am. So you see clearly from the Bir Halacha, berov am wins out over zrizus. If you look at the next paragraph in note 18, he brings down Amla Ledas Asefer Chasidim that is brought in the Shaar Tzion coming up in Sivkotun Chav Aleph. It's Odef Lekadish Miyad Kishefsher. It's better to say Kiddush Levana quicker, right away, Velo Lahamtin La'asosa Mitzvah Muvchar, rather than waiting for the better way to say it. So it's a machlokas, the Sefer Chasidim, and that which the Bir Halacha brings over here. And then he says, Uladas HaShulchan Aruch Sheyesh Lahamtin L'Motzei Shabbos. According to what we're saying in the Mechaber over here, that you should wait for Motzei Shabbos, Misha Be'efsharusa Ulekadesh Be'emtza HaShavua B'tzibur. A person who has the possibility of saying it during the week with a minyan, O Lahamtin Ulekadesh B'Motzei Shabbos B'Yechidus. Or he can wait till Motzei Shabbos and say it himself. So you have one or the other. You can either chop the minyan or you can chop the Motzei Shabbos. Writes the Shaar Tzion later on as if katan chav shelo yamtin Motzei Shabbos. You should not wait till Motzei Shabbos. She'ein ze ela mitzvah ramuchar. That's only a mitzvah ramuchar. You shouldn't wait till Motzei Shabbos. So you see that Zrizus is machria. Zrizus and the minyan wins out over the Motzei Shabbos. Let's go weiter in the Bir Halacha now. The next Bir Halacha says that you shouldn't say Kiddush Shavuot like the Mechaber told us till Motzei Shabbos. V'das HaBach shelo lahachmitz haMitzvah ad Motzei Shabbos. Says the Bach, you should not let the Mitzvah get stale and wait till Motzei Shabbos. Ela achar she'ovru alea shlosha yomim mehamola mekachin. Rather, once 3 days pass from the Noilud, then you should already say Kiddush Shavuot v'chein kosa b'maisa Rav. And that's what's brought down the Maisa Rav. We saw that already in note number 16. HaMiyusra v'hogas Agra, which is based on the Hanogas Agra, the Ayin Besofa Simon. Look what we're going to discuss about this at the end of the Simon. One last Bir Halacha I'd like to do is the last line on page 572. We said you should not say Kiddush Shavuot before Yom Kippur. Says the Bir Halacha, V'das HaLevush Ta'adarabah. The Levush says the exact opposite is true. Yeshlo L'kayim HaMitzvah B'yomim Ka'elu She'tluyim V'omdim. You B'davka should say Kiddush Shavuot before Yom Kippur. During the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, when we're standing in the balance, Pen Zuchus Echad Yachri HaKaf. Maybe one extra zuchus of saying Kiddush Shavuot will tip the scales. V'cheinota Das HaBeis Meir. And so too leans the opinion of the Beis Meir. What's the other tzad? Why wouldn't you chop a rein during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the extra mitzvah? Why would you wait till afterwards? So besides the svar that we saw in the Mishnah Berura that you're not shriyim besimcha, some say also an extra mitzvah that you do in Aseret Yemei Tshuva is not helping you on last year's cheshbon. If you do an extra thing in Aseret Yemei Tshuva, the only thing that can help you is tshuva. Like it's meduyik in the Rambam, if you do tshuva, that's leaning the scale in the proper way, because tshuva affects last year. It works retroactively, but any other mitzvah, the whole is not going to help you. So whether you're going to do Kiddush Levana between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, or after Yom Kippur, it's still part of next year's cheshbon. So they say you don't have this maila of the machriel l'kav schus, and therefore the fact that you're not shriyim besimcha would win out, and it would be better to wait until after Yom Kippur. We'll see more details exactly when after Yom Kippur and after Tisha B'Av tomorrow. But for now, we'll stop and we'll continue with that in Mirtz Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.